For Paul W., here's Guy Gordon.
So it will be 2 weeks ago tomorrow that James Craig, the Detroit police chief, who I have just oodles of respect for, and I personally like the man, one of the GOP candidates for governor, made a trip down to visit Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Since then, crickets. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson weighing in, and perhaps we are beginning to see some fruits of that meeting. Lloyd, I'm not sure what to make of his latest op-ed, but let's discuss it.
Well, you know, as you said, you know, he had that meeting on September 29th in Florida with the former president, and since then you've heard nothing, and you know, no photo, no tweet, no endorsement. It's been a week after news that that meeting had been scheduled, not even a confirmation of when or where it was to take place, and then afterward that it even happened. Now, you know, seeking that endorsement is particularly fraught for Craig, who, while mindful of the primary, is campaigning with at least an eye on the November 22nd general election. But back in August, Craig said, if the president gives me his endorsement, I will accept. But I want to be defined as James Craig, not Donald Trump. I'm looking ahead to 2022. But he's nudging a little closer to the former president since then, moving from saying in August he had no evidence the November 2020 election was stolen, as Trump claims, to saying in September he supports a thorough audit of Michigan's election results, similar to the one recently conducted in Arizona, despite the fact a series of post-election audits provided for under Michigan law have already taken place. Now, Trump has made another review of the election a priority in Michigan, and criticized state GOP lawmakers who have so far declined to pursue the idea. Democratic's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, her office said more than 250 audits have already taken place in Michigan to examine the results of the 2020 election. So far, Trump has endorsed Kalamazoo attorney Matthew DiPerno for state attorney general and Christina Caramo of Oak Park. She's an educator, and he's endorsed her for Secretary of State. Both espouse views about the 2020 election similar to Trump's. Ted Goodman, who is Craig's spokesman, he did confirm the meeting took place. He wouldn't say too much else about it, though. He said he didn't know if any photos were taken, but he tried to look into it and find out.
You know, that's the thing that really surprises me, Lloyd, is a photo is something that is routinely released to show that the meeting took place. It's a bone you can throw the candidate. It's not an endorsement.
Right.
But it's a little something to say, hey, you know, you're still in the game, you know, and he has already done this, Trump, with Tudor Dixon and some of the other Republican candidates out there. It's just the fact that not even a photo has been released is extremely, extremely curious.
And, you know, the governor's race is a big deal, especially here in Michigan, in Trump's eyes, because Michigan played a part and the election in 2020. And so he wants to make sure he, you know, has the right person. And a lot of political analysts say, you know, maybe the meeting didn't go like they thought it went. And so they're not saying much about it, or either there may have been some conditions on the endorsement that maybe you need to speak a little more loudly about the audits and, you know, that it was stolen and those things, you know, so.
Well, he seems to be saying, and he seems to be using as justification for this, the four charges that have come down from A.G. Nessel against alleged fraudsters. And while that may be true, I don't think in his op-ed he makes a very strong case for the fact that an audit will yield any more weaknesses than the other 250 audits, lawsuits, canvassing, and don't forget the House Oversight Committee and Senate Oversight Committee investigations.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't know that. I think he's kind of conflating two different issues. He certainly makes a strong statement about the fact that Democrats just want to say nothing to see here. Let's move on. No reason for this legislation. Just because you have charges, yes, it means that the system is working, but that doesn't mean that you caught all of them or that you couldn't make it better.
That's true. And so, you know, we'll see how this goes down the line. But, at this point, you know, nothing yet from at least Mar-a-Lago at this point.